Now, we are still talking about the New Jerusalem, and I don't think it's a waste of time, although we are right at the end of the five-year program. We certainly ought to conclude it by looking at this home that we're all going to. People sing a great deal about heaven. They talk a great deal about heaven. But actually, very few seem to know much about heaven. Well, let's face it, very little said about it in Scripture. But what is said, we ought to pay attention to it. It does make sense. Now, I'm going to begin reading at verse 12 of chapter 21 of the book of Revelation, and I'm going to read my translation. I'm still sticking with it. I don't recommend it, not to anybody. Will you notice? It's speaking now of the New Jerusalem. It's having a great wall and high, having 12 large gates, and at the gates 12 angels. And names are written thereon, which are names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, the day spring, were 3 gates. And on the north, 3 gates. And on the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that spoke with me had for a measure a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth 4 square. And the length thereof is as great as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height thereof are equal. In other words, it's a cube. That is, these dimensions that are given are a cube. The shape of this city is really difficult to describe, I think due largely to our inability to translate our concepts from a universe of time to the new creation of eternity. And in the message that I have at the end of the book of Revelation, the second volume on the subject, The Shape of Things to Come, I have something to say about this, and I'm going to turn now to that and pass on to you this information relative to the size and shape of the city. The foundations, you notice, and we'll come back to that if you'll just hold that for a minute. I want to notice the measurements and try, if I possibly can, by radio. This is the only place in this entire five-year program that I wish that I could do it on TV, because then I could illustrate it as I'd like to illustrate it. Well, you notice the measurements of the city have given rise to all sorts of conceptions as to the size and shape of the city. I think, first of all, we ought to examine the size of the city. 12,000 furlongs are given as the measurement of each side and the height of it. And that's 12,000 stadia in the text, which means about 1,500 miles. That's a big city. That city is bigger than Los Angeles. Remember that during the war, one of the jokes going around out here was that one of the pilots stationed in Alaska, his plane went down. He didn't know where he was, and way up in Alaska, and he started finding his way out, and he came to a sign. It said, Los Angeles, city limits. He said he knew that he'd made it, but it'd be a long ways to get in to the city. Well, that's true. Los Angeles covers a whole lot of territory, but this is a city that's 1,500 miles on each side and going up. How can you fit this in to our concept today? Now, this figure is corroborated by Dr. Sice, Walter Scott, and others. The amplitude of the city is astonished when first considered, but is commensurate with the importance of the city. Certainly, God, as creator, can never be accused of stinting, economizing, or doing things that reveal littleness. If you've noticed that you go down to the beach, he put plenty of sand down there, plenty of water in the ocean. made the mountains just about right, and rocks, he's just put them everywhere. Anything God does, he sure does it in abundance. Now, with a lavish hand, he garnished the heavens with stellar bodies. Now, this city bears the trademark of its maker, the Lord Jesus, the carpenter of Nazareth, is the one who built this city. Now, consider with me the shape of the city. The city lieth four square. That's the simple declaration of Scripture. Now, that would seem to indicate that the city is a cube with 1,500 miles on a side. And Dr. Seiss sees it as a cube. Dr. Harry Ironside saw it as a pyramid. And still others interpret these measurements in as many geometric figures that you can conceive. Now, it's difficult for us to conceive of either a cube or a pyramid projected out in space. We're accustomed to think of a sphere that is a ball-shaped object hanging in space, because that's the general shape of the heavenly bodies. And as far as we know, there are none out there in space that are square, like a cube, or like a pyramid. And cubes and pyramids are appropriate for Earth's buildings, but they're impractical for space, as spheres are impractical for earthly buildings. Yet it is definitely stated that the city is four square. Now, I think the difficulty resolves when we think of the city as a cube within a crystal clear sphere. And what you have are the inside measurements, because I think of it as a big plastic ball. And when I used to illustrate it, I had a big plastic ball, and I had put in it a cube that touched all four corners. Well, more than that, the eight corners of a cube touching all of the sphere. And I think these are the measurements. In other words, it would give you a sphere in space. And this is not plain geometry, by the way. This is mathematics that I couldn't figure out. And so I went to my brother-in-law, who was a head of math department in Cleburne, Texas, when I lived there, and he figured it for me. And then I asked a man out here, an engineer, who worked on these modules that went out in space, and he came up with the same answer. And that would mean that with 1,500 miles on the cube inside of the sphere, why, it would mean that the circumference would be about 8,164 miles. Now, the diameter of the moon is about 2,160 miles, and that of the New Jerusalem sphere is about 2,600 miles. Thus, the New Jerusalem would be about the size of the moon. In fact, it'll be larger, but it'll be a sphere, as are the other heavenly bodies. And I personally believe that that is the picture that is given to us here, and one that I think we should pay attention to. My thinking is that we live inside of this sphere, not on the outside. Now, here in the earth, we live on the outside, and that presents a few difficulties. The Lord had to make the law of gravitation to hold us on the earth, or we'd be flying out in space. Now, this one will be a city in which you walk just the opposite of the way you walk here. You walk on the outside. There, you'll walk on the inside.